Welcome to ARC Youth Conversations.
Glad you're here.
We're going to have a quick little mini episode.
It's a quick one. Quick 10 minutes.
Issues and things that are on our hearts. Good theology, what you need to know. There has been a current series I've been doing in high school about the secret place. Nate, what is your interpretation of what that is in Scripture? What is a secret place?
A place you spend with the Lord. And I mean, I think you could go the physical route of in my room or in my car or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think more so usually interpreted internal.
Internal.
In the internal spiritual place that I connect with the Lord on.
Yes.
Through Scripture, through prayer. Yeah.
Yeah. In Matthew 6, verse 6, Jesus is talking about how you're blessed in praying in private.
Mm-hmm.
And that the religious leaders of the time looked for the for the appearance of religious holiness.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is even in all their knowledge, they still missed the heart of the Father, which is why they didn't understand Jesus. And there's all a lot to pack with that in itself. But within the secret place in prayer, why I've been hammering it home is because you don't grow in depth until you learn to pray privately.
Yeah.
But simple as that.
Yeah.
Like, you can...
It's like the main ingredient.
Yeah, you really... I mean, eat food without salt. You can. It's not tasty at all.
Mm.
And that's how we... It's a way in which we lose our saltiness, as Scripture would say. It's that spiritual fervor. It's that depth of knowledge within the Lord. And we're just... There's a lot of teaching on theology, and there should be. There's a lot of emphasis on reading the Word, and there should be. A lot of emphasis on God's purpose, then there should be. A lot of emphasis on serving, and there should be. Prayer always seems to be the one that people just go like, oh, yeah, and you pray. And you just kind of like glaze over it.
Yeah.
But this is foundational to the church. Before Jesus went on the cross, he prayed. Before he started doing anything in ministry, before anything, any of his miracles, he prayed. He fasted and prayed. So if Jesus is praying, I should pray.
Yeah.
If Jesus found it before the two largest decisions of his lifetime on earth, before he ascended into heaven and rose again after the third day, dying on the cross, if he decided before I make these large decisions, I should pray, then there's something saying, like, at the minimum, you should pray.
What do you feel like people get wrong about prayer? Because I think if you got 10 preachers up on stage and told them all to talk about prayer,
yeah,
it's going to be pretty different.
They probably are expecting more of a feeling,
okay,
than a verbal practice.
Yeah,
kind of like when I feel like praying, or it's supposed to have a feel and a flow. And I don't necessarily think it always has to. I also think with prayer, people don't think you means you need to pray out loud. It doesn't mean praying quietly within your own heart doesn't count. I'm just saying you're missing some power of connecting with the Lord and staying actually better focused when it's not just your thoughts, but actually the words you speak out loud. That is really important. People, if you watch them in their nonverbals and you ask them to pray publicly, they get really uncomfortable. And they start using words that they don't usually use in real life terms, because that's not how they talk. They're looking to be impressive. And they forget that even in public, prayer is you and the Lord, not the people around you. And not for the assuming, it's not for the thought process of seeming holy.
Yeah.
Which is what Jesus is warning about.
If you looked at prayer almost like in school, like you first grade and all through 12th grade, what do you think is the version of first grade prayer, like the most basic level of prayer? And then what do you think, like, you've graduated, you've hit a point where it's like prayer is now what it is supposed to be in your life?
Basic level is praying for your food.
Okay.
That's about as
simple. Totally. No one's going to argue with that.
No one's going to argue. That is the base level. We're praying over the food. Senior year, you have a private time between you and the Lord where it's comfortable to talk. Comfortable to talk. Knowing that at some point he's going to talk back.
Yeah.
That I would say, okay, you can go into adulthood.
There's that back and forth.
You can go into adulthood with some real tools and some real wisdom. Is it always that case? No. Because like I said, for some reason. It's just this thing, because I guess because things are not immediately answered, because it costs you time, because it's raw and it's open and it's exposed. If you do it based on how we see in the Psalms, then people are just not as interested.
Hmm.
And the reason I don't think we're interested in prayer is because if we don't know how much prayer actually works.
Hmm.
If you knew how much prayer actually works in connection with the Lord and your relationship with them and the drawing closer and the security you have in the Father and your prayers actually being answered in the intimacy of just knowing the Holy Spirit in your everyday life, if you really knew that, you would have no doubts and no qualms and no questions. I will pray a lot every day.
What do you pray for? Like, I feel like that's probably one of the most common questions or problems that students ask or bring up whenever talking about prayer, is like, I don't know what to pray for. When I sit down to pray, I tell God, thank you. I'd pray for my family, but then that takes 30 seconds. I'm done.
The true answer is everything. And some people think that's not being spiritual, but it is.
Hmm.
If God is all present and he's all knowing, I might as well pray to the things he already knows. And he's already around. He's already around. I have nothing to lose there. I do think, though, a real challenge within prayer, but is good, is comes out of, and also in Matthew 6, when he's talking about, he leads in the Our Father prayer.
Yeah.
And the Lord's Prayer in Protestant circles. And he says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. That you ask for forgiveness, but you also learn in prayer to forgive other people.
Hmm.
One of the hardest but most cleansing, maturing, purifying, gut-wrenching, wonderful things you'll ever do in prayer is not only asking for forgiveness, but going before Lord and saying, Lord, I forgive them. I can't hold it against them anymore.
Hmm.
I don't agree with maybe what's happened, but I can't hold it against them.
I wonder if that's where sometimes people miss it. It's as far as forgiving somebody else. It's like, I think it could be easy to inside be like, okay, I forgive them, and then try to move on. But actually taking it to the Lord.
To the Lord.
You need saying, to talk about it to God. Hey, Lord, like I'm working through this, Lord. I'm choosing to forgive them. That's a different level than just, I forgive them and move on.
Yes, that is. I would say that's extremely important. Life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
Life-changing. You literally will walk, feel spiritually and physically different from situations like that.
Yeah. How has your prayer life changed now? You're 33?
Mm-hmm.
Since whenever you were a teenager.
I actually pray. I think I would pray only during worship and whenever worship songs hitting just right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Just in the middle, in the front, it's so loud, no one can hear you.
Yep.
That's when I would pray in tongues. And then now I'm learning to pray scriptures, whether that's the season I'm in or not, knowing the Lord is building faith in me and covering me in all seasons and in all things.
Mm.
As in Psalm 1, it says, he meditates on his law day and night. And it also says that he is like a tree planted by streams of water, yields fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And all he does, he prospers. In the sense of, I am rooted and grounded in the Holy Spirit and God's word. In all seasons, I pray and I seek him. And in that, I am stable and always yielding of what God wants to do in my life when I do that. And I can't do that based on knowledge and reading of the word alone and receiving things. I have to pour my heart out for the Lord to do it.
It's good.
So,
do you feel like the students are understanding prayer the more we talk about it? And what do you feel like they're having a hard time grasping?
I think there's still confusion in the room of like how, but I think they understand very clearly 3 weeks in that like, it's no joke, you should be doing this. Like, this needs to be, it needs to be a part of your life. And I'm probably going to hammer it home for like another week.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Has to be.
Well, you use Jesus as an example. I mean, if you read through the scriptures, he healed people. He helped people. He preached. if you were to look at like pillars of his life, prayer is absolutely one of the main ones.
Yeah.
So we should be this. It should be the same for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. All right. Well, hope this helped. Just a little chat on prayer. A
little chat.
Just really quick. Mm-hmm. Really quick, easy. Super Hopefully quick. You're done doing dishes or done doing homework or I don't know what it is.
I know it didn't last you full class period, but you got you at least partially through.
Hopefully
got
you. Yep. Maybe you're eating, I don't know, some chilies right now or something.
you're two triple dippers in right now.
Double triple.
Double triple.
The double triple. All right. Later.
Later, guys. Bye.